understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
A good Thursday morning, and right off the bat, I want to apologize for not having a program for the past week or so. Just took a little break. We've been kind of busy, and we're a very small staff at the Crittenden Press, and we don't get an opportunity to take vacations, but sometimes we need a little break, and we just decided to close the shop late last week and enjoy a long holiday weekend. And so I decided to forego the podcast, and I asked for your forgiveness. I hate to leave you hanging like that without any audio news for the week, but I appreciate everybody who listens, and we're back on track, and I'm in the seat this morning. We've got a lot to get to, so let's get it underway right now. And first of all, we have a road closure that's coming up in Crittenden County. It's going to be on 654. That's out in the Mattoon community. That road that will be closed for a bridge replacement is between Tribune and Mattoon. It's going to be across a creek there. It's actually Mattoon Creek is what they call it. And it's going to be closed for replacement of that bridge starting at 7 a.m. on Monday, the June 1st, this coming Monday, and will be closed till sometime in August. And if it is like the rest of these bridge projects, I would be prepared for a month or two longer, because it seems like they're all taking longer than anticipated. And we do still have one out on the county line, Caldwell County line in Crittenden, there on 506 that remains out. And it was supposed to have been done in May, but now they're saying sometime next month during June. So for those of you who live out in that area and commute through that area, it's kind of a major thoroughfare out in the northern part of the county on 654. And that's southeast of Mattoon out toward Tribune. And we're saddened to hear about the death of former Crittenden County Judge Executive John May. John's a Tulu resident. He's lived there pretty much his whole life, although he did live for a time in Louisville, and began his career as an educator up in Louisville, and came back home to become Judge Executive, and served for 3 terms in office. One of those terms was longer than normal. A typical term for a judge executive is 4 years. But there was one year there in the 1990s that all county officials got an extra year on their term so that the state could get the elections aligned with the governor's race. So they didn't have a big election every year. They just had one basically every other year at that point. And the biggest ones are every 4 years. So John served an extra year, served full 13 years as judge executive, leaving office after 1999. John was a farmer and loved the Ohio River, loved boating, and you could find him down on the Ohio River. He had a home over in southern Illinois that overlooked Cave and Rock Ferry, and John loved the river and was even a skier up until just the last 2 or 3 years. He was still out there skiing on the Ohio River, and he knew the river up and down, and even had gone on a long trip all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico by boat. There will be a celebration of life on Saturday out at Foes Hall, and it will be a come-and-go event. Folks will be asked to say some words there. The event is from 11 a.m. Until 2 p.m. You can find the complete obituary in this week's Crittenden Press. There will be a meeting this afternoon, 4 p.m., special called meeting by the Crittenden County Fiscal Court to take care of a few matters. That will be at the county office complex at 4 p.m. It was just last week that the fiscal court met in regular session and had a full agenda of items. Had to transfer some money to keep paying the bills at the jail as they have been in recent months. Again, it's become a balancing act of trying to get through the end of the year. The fiscal year ends June 30th. And there's some other issues at play, some FEMA money that the county was expecting to reimburse itself from expenses incurred during storms earlier in the fiscal year have not come in. The FEMA's been shut down for a while and have not processed payments. So the fiscal court decided, and by very thin margin, to take out a line of credit so they can make payroll at the road department and pay any other bills that are due before June 30th. So the county has officially taken out a line of credit of $500,000 if they need it. The fiscal court was split. The magistrates were split 3-3, three against and three in favor of it. And Judge Executive Perry Newcomb cast the deciding vote. So the county will complete the application for that line of credit in order to pay its bills and its people over the next 5 or 6 weeks.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Well, it's that time of year and revivals are getting geared up in some of the churches around the community. Sulphur Spring Baptist Church will host its big week of revival starting on May 31st, and that will run through June 5th. Of course, that church is located on Mexico Road. It's just past Mexico Baptist Church, and a lot of things going on out there. Revival begin with services at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. this coming Sunday to get it kicked off, and then all next week. You can get all those details in the Crittenden Press. We have, of course, our religious outreach calendar that appears in the newspaper each week. If your church has something going on, give us a call and we will include it for free in that calendar. Also coming up, it's just about time for Hurricane Camp meeting. That will be June 8th through 14th. And of course, the youth camp, 8th through 13th, down in Tulu, or right outside of Tulu, been going on almost 200 years down there. You can find out more information, all the details about Hurricane Camp meeting, also in this week's Crittenden Press. And then a lot of churches around have blessing boxes containing non-perishable food and household goods. Those that you can go by the church if you need it, if you're in need. United Methodist Church has one. There's one at Old Salem Baptist Church on Old Salem Church Road down in Livingston County. And First Baptist Church in Fredonia has an open food bank. Couldn't get it out. Open food bank on the third Wednesday of each month. That's at the church's Coleman Hall. Cave Springs Baptist Church, also down in rural Livingston County, has a blessing box that's available. It's outdoors right there. It's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So you can find out more about all these opportunities all in your Crittenden Press. And just around the corner, too, Piney Fork Cemetery Incorporated will hold its annual meeting. That will be Saturday, June 6th at 2:30 p.m., and that will be held at the Piney Fork Cumberland Presbyterian Church. You can make donations to the church cemetery. Send those to Eddie Rushing, 7550-SR506, Marion, Kentucky, 42064. And one more church note, Faith Church from Salem will host a Family Fun Day. This is all free. Family Fun Day in the park, and that will be in Marion at Marion Crittenden County Park, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, June 6th. So not this coming Saturday, but the next. Faith Church out of Salem will be hosting this. It will include games, prizes, basketball, pickleball, free lunch, all sorts of nice activities for the whole family, and it's all free. Just show up. Something you also will want to have on your personal calendar, the Chamber of Commerce is hosting a very informational event. It's going to be this coming Tuesday night, June 2nd. This is something that will be open to non-chamber members as well. You'll have to buy a ticket. You can contact the Chamber of Commerce if you're interested in this. But if you are interested in state-type planning, they will be hosting a Lunch and Learn Roundtable on qualified charitable distributions and other tax advantage opportunities for businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations. The event will begin at noon. It will be at Farmers Bank. They have a conference room there on the second floor, and lunch will be provided. The speakers for this event, an all-star cast, I'll tell you, Alan Stout, Rick Williams, Lee Emmons, and Grant Rogers, all of them either attorneys, accountants, or financial advisors. So seating is limited. If you're interested in this, it's going to be a great program. I already have my ticket, and I will be there. Again, that will be noon on Tuesday. Contact Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce and get your ticket. There's a link on their website that you can buy a ticket electronically. Now I want to take another short break and be right back in just a moment to wrap things up with sports.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Now, the Rocket baseball team had their season come to an end on Monday night down in Hopkinsville. They played the Red Eye. The game was scheduled to start at 10 p.m. They did get it underway a little earlier than that, but this rain earlier in the week created havoc on the schedules for the regional tournament, and they had to improvise. Rockets end up falling 8-2 to Christian County, arguably one of the better teams in the region all season long. And Christian County improved to 21-15 on the year with that win. While the Rockets close out their very respectable campaign this year, 14-18. Still a very young Rocket baseball team. They will miss their seniors, Keegan Pearson, and player of the year in the second region, Quinn Summers, going forward. But they will return a solid core over the next few years. And this was Coach Riley Jones' first season, and he did a tremendous job with the program this year. They started out a little bit slow, but then finished strong down the last stretch of season and was runner-up in the district and earned that spot to play in the regional tournament this week. And last Thursday, we had two Crittenden County athletes do very well in the state track and field meet. Seniors Ella Gary and Gary Hall overcame some weather challenges on top of the anticipated strong competition there at the state meet and did very well. Gary placed seventh in the girls' long jump with a leap of 15 feet, 1 3/4 inches. That was in the Class 1A State Track and Field Championship, and that was up in Lexington. And Hall also medaled, earning an eighth place finish in the state meet. That was in the discus, and he had a throw of 127 feet, 6 inches. Hall also participated in the shot put, but he did not medal in that event. He finished 13th in the state with a throw of 41 feet and a fraction of an inch. For Ella Gary, it was the fourth time that she competed in the state track and field meet, and for Hall, it was his very first. So congratulations, Ella Gary and Gary Hall, a cap to great athletic careers at Crittenden County High School.
And saving perhaps the best for last, the Lady Rocket softball team will be playing tonight in the regional championship game for the first time in history. The Lady Rockets last night defeated Madisonville in the semifinal round of the tournament 5-2 over in Eddyville on a two-hit performance by freshman pitcher Brody Rich, who gave up two hits in the first inning and then threw a no-hitter the rest of the way. Rich also drove in two runs, as did teammate Anna Boone, and scoring for the Rockets in that big semifinal win, Elliot Evans, Andrea Federico, Anna Boone, and Brody Rich. And Crittenden County is 24-10 on the season now and have won 10 in a row and 14 of their last 15 games, winning the 5th District Championship last week, and now on the cusp of a championship in the 2nd region and a berth in the state tournament in Lexington. As a matter of full disclosure, I must tell you that my voice is a little bit raw right now because it was a late night last night, as I am the coach of that Lady Rocket softball team, and I could not be more proud of these girls and the way that they have played down the stretch. Brody Rich has been phenomenal. The entire lineup, our 5 seniors, have just been incredible. Anna Boone, Elliot Evans, Andrea Federico, Elle McDaniel, and Georgia Holman have been the catalyst for this great run. And the Lady Rockets are making history. So they will play in the championship game of the region tonight. Many of these girls played in the regional championship against Henderson County in basketball just a few short weeks ago. And now here they are again and will play Henderson County tomorrow night over in Edible. Game time to be determined later. It's set for 6 o'clock, but it looks like because of class night, there's going to be some accommodations made. The game may start as early as 4:45 or 4:30, so keep your eye on Facebook and the Crittenden Press website. We'll try to keep you up to date on that, but congratulations to the Lady Rockets. They are playing phenomenal. And that's going to wrap things up this morning. Appreciate you joining the program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.